material needs and earthly responsibilities. He stands by, hurt by our daily rejections as we become completely unaware of His nearness, stumbling from moment to moment without a pause to catch a breath. We rush about our errands, tasks, and obligations. Too busy for appointments in the secret place, we live self-reliant. This is not how God intended for the believer to live. The life of the believer was meant to be one of victory, dominion, glory, power, and love. Why do we live as though God exists at a great distance? Why do we walk as though He is a million miles away? What is the key to accessing the kingdom, this entire world which exists within the believer? To know this key, we look at the life of Christ. Jesus was conceived in great power. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1, verse 18. What power is this? God, incomprehensible, eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere present, took an earthly form. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John 1, verses 1 and 14. How can you take that which is everlasting and wrap it in flesh? How does the infinite occupy, in fullness, a finite vessel? How do you place eternity Himself within the confines of time? How does God become a man? It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. It was by the power of the precious Holy Spirit that an impossible door was opened, allowing the Creator to step into creation. And He didn't miss a detail. Not a single godly attribute was missing. His work was so complete that Jesus was able to say, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" John 14, verse 9. This is the mystery of the incarnation. Jesus was truly God and truly man. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2, 9. That's real power. In His humanity, Christ demonstrated great humility. Though He was God, He did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, He gave up His divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When He appeared in human form, He humbled Himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Philippians 2, verses 6 to 8. Here, I must be as clear as possible. Jesus was always God. Jesus always knew He was God. Before the world began, He was God. When He was a baby in the womb, He was God. When He died on the cross, He was God. When He resurrected and ascended, He was God. From beginning to end, He was and is God. Yet Jesus, in His humility, embraced certain human limitations. At any point, the Lord could have chosen to lift these limitations off Himself. Every vulnerability was voluntary. For example, Jesus allowed Himself to be overpowered and arrested, ultimately to be crucified. Then the others grabbed Jesus and arrested Him. But one of the men with Jesus pulled out his sword and struck the high priest's slave, slashing off his ear.